economy. So how should children learn about new technology at school? For years, ICT, the main computer studies subject on the curriculum, has had a pretty poor reputation for teaching nothing more than office skills. Now schools are being encouraged to teach children how to program computers, but some teachers are concerned that they just don't have the skills. One answer could be after-school code clubs, where computer professionals come in to help. Rory Kethlin-Jones has been along to one to find out whether the revolution is making progress.
It's the end of the day at Soho Parish Primary School in central London, but not for all the children. An after-school club is underway, one which has attracted more than a dozen boys and girls, each sitting in front of a computer with a look of intense concentration.
Point to the mouse pointer and the wrecking ball, try and chase the mouse pointer.
This is Code Club, which gives children an introduction to computer programming. They're using Scratch, a visual computer language which makes it easy for them to build a simple game or application. Simon Wharton is a professional programmer who's volunteered to help out at Code Club. He says today's children need skills that most schools aren't giving them.
They know how to use Word and Publisher, and that's all great if you want to make documents and you want to make things look cool on screen, but if you want to actually use a computer to do really awesome stuff like play games, make games and the like, it's kind of, you need to have some basic understanding of programming.
That's exactly what it's supposed to be like.
Laura Kersup, head of ICT at the school, admits she knows little about programming, but she's delighted that there's now a chance to give children this opportunity.
It's a fantastic idea because it's really important that children of this generation in particular are learning how to create things rather than just consume things. I think that these kids are very computer savvy. They use all sorts of gadgets all the time, but they don't necessarily have a clue about how things are made.
Clubs like this are springing up across the country, all part of a revolution in the way we teach children to relate to computers. For some years, many teachers have been complaining that the ICT curriculum was dull and killed any creativity. And finally, the politicians began to listen.
At the moment, we're just training children to fill in Excel spreadsheets. What we want them to do is to be capable of designing the applications of the future, not just filling in what someone else has already created.
When the Education Secretary, Michael Gove, made those remarks, he was echoing criticism of the teaching of ICT, already heard from employers, schools, and even the boss of Google, Eric Schmidt. He went on to scrap the curriculum in England and encourage teachers to move to more rigorous computer science courses. But is that working? Emma Mulqueenie runs an annual event, Young Rewired State, where keen teenagers get a chance to learn more about programming. She believes it's vital that we get this right.
The digital revolution is as important to this country as the industrial revolution was. It's just that it's not something that you can physically see.
When you talk to teachers, what sense do you get from them at the moment?
I think the sense at the moment is kind of, you know, slightly paralysed by fear. Not in all cases, obviously. There are some teachers who know exactly what they're doing and are just cracking on. But generally speaking, it's not a very nice feeling, not really knowing what you're supposed to be doing, and they need some direction and they need some assistance.
Back in Soho, it's clear that Code Club is a lot of fun. This kind of club is just one tiny part of the huge task of changing attitudes to computing. And there's concern amongst some teachers that they won't be given the training and resources to do that job. But if the aim is to get some of these children thinking creatively about their futures, it seems to be working.
What would you like to do when you're older?
Be a computer programmer or a graphic designer.
Mostly all we do in ICT is just do research
and computer safety.
Yeah.
So I think it's a change.
Yeah. I like it.
This is different because you get to create games and you just get to play with them, really.
And what would you like to do when you're older?
My first thing would be an IT expert, but if I don't succeed in that, I'll probably be a stuntman.
I like that backup career option, that report by Rory Kethlin-Jones.